My best friend Carlos and I wanted to go bird watching. We went to the nature center at the nearby forest reserve, where we picked up a trail map and a book with many drawings and photographs of various birds in the area. The park ranger talked to us about hiking in the woods and told us about birds in late sea. You boys have fun, follow the trail and keep your eyes open. We gathered the necessary items, a forest service map, 2 bottles of water, snacks, a compass for direction, and a whistle for emergencies. 2 weeks ago, on a beautiful sunny day, we set out for our destination, Brown Lake, which was 2 miles away. I led the way up a narrow trail through a thick forest. We turned north, crossed a creek, climbed a steep hill, and headed east along a high ridge. I spotted some beautiful little birds flying among the low bushes. Suddenly, I heard the sharp sound of a whistle. I quickly turned back, fearful of what it might be, and ran toward Carlos. He was kneeling next to a wounded bird that was lying on the ground. It was breathing hard, and its wing appeared to be broken. Carlos was almost in tears. I was shaking with fright, but we kept our cool and did not panic. I carefully picked up the bird, wrapped it in my sweater, and held it gently as we hurried back to the center. We were relieved that the bird was still alive. Yesterday we heard from the ranger that the bird had recovered and was ready to be released. We went to the center and showed our map to the ranger, pointing out where we had found the bird. We had no doubt the bird would find its way home.